Yesterday in local baseball, it was Weston getting the win against Lafarge, 24-0. Isaac Jennings got the win, pitching two innings, allowing a hit, no runs, no walks, and five strikeouts. Trevor Westfall came on in relief, pitching two innings as well, and Gavin Cast worked the final part of the game. The Eagles tallied 10 hits. Trevor Westfall, 3-for-3, two singles, one double, seven RBIs, and two runs scored. Ryan Greenwood, 2-for-4, with two singles, three RBIs, and three runs scored. Ross Allball, 1-for-2 with a single, an RBI, and three runs scored. Blake Bingham, 1-for-2 with a single, an RBI, and three scored. And Isaac Jennings, 1-for-4 with a triple, two RBIs, and three scored. Gavin Cast, 1-for-4 as well. And Jacob Keller, 1-for-3 with a single. In action yesterday, Weston will turn right around and play today an important conference game at Ithaca, which we'll have on the radio, beginning with a 4:50 pregame time this afternoon. And then it is Weston at Ithaca. Ridge and Valley Baseball. It's both teams vie for supremacy in the Ridge and Valley this year. One other softball score yesterday. Belmont was a winner 5-0 over Potosi Cassville. Today in softball, River Valley will be in action as they play at Iowa Grant at Cobb City Park. River Valley Baseball is at Dodgeville and River Valley Soccer hosts Belleville. Riverdale today in action in softball as they will be at Fenimore's City Diamonds. There's track and field action at Cuba City High School Middle School going on today. Track and field action as well at some other locations. Ithaca Weston in action. There is a meet that is happening at North Crawford. And there is baseball and softball today for Kickapoo. They'll be doing battle against DeSoto, hosting them this afternoon. We'll have action on WRCO Radio, as mentioned, with our pregame time at 4:50 this afternoon, and then 5 o'clock first pitch time at Ithaca. A lot of activity today as we look at the schedule. Maybe even more on Saturday, especially at Richland Center High School. They will have a baseball triangular, varsity and JV, Sauk Prairie and Sparta will be there. Richland Center will play Sauk at 9 o'clock. Sauk will play Sparta following that, and the Hornets will take on Sparta in the last game. There will be a soccer triangular, varsity only. MFL, Iowa, and Portage will be there. Richland Center plays Portage. Kickoff time, 9 o'clock Saturday morning. Then Portage will battle MFL. Richland Center plays MFL in the final game. And in softball, varsity only, start time, 9 o'clock. Auburndale and Fenimore will be there. And the start time is 9 o'clock. Richland Center plays Fenimore in the first game. Fenimore battles Auburndale in game two. And Richland Center will play Auburndale in the final game of the night. So Richland Center High School will be a busy hub of high school activity on Saturday. The spring meeting is going on tonight for Church League softball. Yes, it's that time of year again. It'll be held in the basement of the Free Methodist Church in Richland Center. Not the softball. No, the meeting will be held there as we enter the spring of 2026. They will wrap up Church League volleyball, which was held over the winter months, and plan for the 26th Church League softball season. They'll discuss any concerns from the volleyball season, as well as planning for the start of the softball season, which is tentatively scheduled for May 19th. For information, contact Jeremiah Hassel at 608-320-2157 or Dave Turk at 608-604-0846. An early lead didn't last long as the Brewers dropped a 6-2 decision to Arizona Wednesday night. Diamondback relievers set down the last 13 batters. Milwaukee jumped out on top 2-0, but gave up the lead in a 4-run fourth for the visitors. Rookie Brandon Sprout was absorbing the second loss of the year for him. Right-hander Brandon Woodruff starts the rubber game of the three-game series this afternoon. First pitch time 12:40 in Milwaukee. Here is manager Pat Murphy.
To me, that's when we first got behind, we didn't respond. We got a man on second right away, and then we had some empty at-bats, and that wasn't our typical way of doing things. But yeah, we had opportunities, and just it's been our story so far in the first month of the season that we haven't been consistent.
The Cubs were winners against San Diego, 5-4. Colorado, 13. Cincinnati, 2. St. Louis, 5-4 over Pittsburgh. Washington, 14. The Mets, 2. In the American League, Cleveland, 3-1 over Tampa Bay. The White Sox, 3. The Angels, 2. Seattle, 5-3 over Minnesota. Texas, 3-0 winners against the Yankees. Toronto, 8. Boston, 1. And the Athletics, 5-2 over Kansas City. Atlanta was a winner against Detroit, 4-3 in interleague play. Houston at Baltimore and San Francisco at Philadelphia were both postponed because of rain. From the NBA playoffs last night, it was Detroit 116, Orlando 109, Cleveland 125, Toronto 120, and Houston 99-93 over the LA Lakers. From the NHL playoffs, Montreal 3-2 over Tampa Bay, Philadelphia edged Pittsburgh 1-0 in overtime, and Vegas won in double overtime over Utah 5-4, the final score. The Packers have signed wide receiver Jaden Reed to a 3-year, $50 million contract extension. ESPN reports the deal includes some injury protections for the team, and it also retains some additional cap space for Green Bay. That could make it easier to come up with deals for players like Christian Watson and Tucker Kraft because of the per-game bonuses included in the deal. Reed's base salary actually went down. University of Wisconsin-Milwaukee head basketball coach Bart Lundy is expecting some big production numbers from a new player arriving through the transfer portal. Trey Norman joins the Panthers from the crosstown Marquette Golden Eagles. Norman has played 94 games for the Eagles over the last three seasons. The 6'4 senior-to-be has averaged 2 points and 1.4 rebounds per game at Marquette. He was a top 100 national recruit when he was coming out of high school. Former Badger Ryan McDonough has appeared in his 200th NHL playoff game. Only 24 pro hockey players have reached that mark in history. At the top of the longevity list is another former Wisconsin player, Chris Chelios. McDonough played for UW from 2007 through 2010. He was on the ice as the Tampa Bay Lightning won the Stanley Cup in 2020. In this year's playoffs, the Lightning are tied with Montreal 2-2. And also recently, the Badgers did not have anyone chosen this year in the NFL draft. First time that has happened in many years. Coach Luke Fickell commented on that after the spring warm-ups and workouts wrapped up for the Badger football team.
It is what it is, but I think there is some realization that I want to make sure these guys in this program understand and know, hey, that's not right. It should have been this. That's the realization of where we are, and that's not the expectation. That's not what we want, and that's not what we desire to have. Well, then we need to change it. And so there's a lot of things that we got to do to make sure that that's not the case, but it's also an eye-opening realization to say, hey, this is where we are, and we got to change.
Badger coach Luke Fickell, and that's a wrap on sports today. I am Phil Nee.